6:33 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined in studio this morning by Dominic Senso. Dominic writes for the Epoch Times, is an expert on Eastern Europe. You spent some time there in Bulgaria?
Yes, Bulgaria.
What kind of scholar were you?
Fulbright. Fulbright grant.
This is a pretty big deal to be a Fulbright scholar, folks. And so you know a lot about Eastern Europe.
I like to think so.
And you have been written, I think, probably the best writer that on what's going on with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It looks ominous, bad, terrible, dreadful. It doesn't look like it's going to have a good outcome in the near future. It's been, 2 months now since the Russian invasion?
2 months.
Let's talk about, we'll get to a little bit of the Biden maladministration missteps that led to this circumstance, but catch our audience up right now on what you know about what's going on the ground in Ukraine.
Right. So there's heavy fighting happening around Mariupol. Maybe you've heard that. I know I've heard it at the top of the hour news reports. So that's
Let's talk about Mariupol is a port city.
That's right.
And it is in eastern Ukraine.
Yes.
It is the key port that connects the Crimean Peninsula, which is a peninsula on the Black Sea that Russia basically took over, took from Ukraine in 2014.
That's exactly right.
And it is sort of on that narrow land bridge that if as you go north and east from the Crimea,
right.
First you hit Mariupol, the port city, and then you keep going up north to the Donbass
yes,
region?
Yes, right to the Donbass.
It's Donbass.
Contiguous with that.
Which the Donbass region of Ukraine borders Russia, right?
Exactly, okay. Right. Very heavy, ethnically Russian. So that Mariupol city, it's on the Sea of Azov, the Crimean Peninsula separates the majority of the Black Sea from the Sea of Azov, which is...
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's it's treated like a Russian lake, especially now. And if they could kind of consolidate their control around it, it will really be a Russian lake.
Okay, so you've given me a good geography lesson that I didn't know.
Yes, and then that's contiguous with that Donbass region where we're going to see the heaviest fighting now. So Mariupol, there's reports that there's some resistance holding out. Our sources say it's a heavy civilian concentrated area. Russian sources say it's, it's this Azov battalion, which is kind of this neo-Nazi battalion, they call them, of the Ukraine.
The alleged
neo-Nazi battalion.
And was there any evidence to support his, quote, neo-Nazi?
I don't know if I would say there's evidence. You're going to get varying reports between each side. They're certainly a nationalist group, but it's a war for national survival, or at least that's how they're treating it. So as far as that's concerned, I'm not sure. But anyways, there's just pretty minor resistance holding out in this Mariupol region.
So let's talk about the city of Mariupol.
Yes.
Population before the invasion was what, 600,000?
Something like that.
You look at the pictures of the city of 600,000.
Yeah, terrible, truly.
I mean, what percentage of the buildings that were there before the invasion are still standing?
Yeah, certainly not many. Not anything that was close to before. Our, Ukrainian sources and our sources are now reporting potentially unearthed mass graves in the region as well that they're, of course, attributing to the Russian forces. So it's really, truly a harrowing situation.
I've heard this described as this attack, particularly as it relates to Mariupol and other areas. We can get to the other areas. But in Mariupol in particular, it looks to me like what the Russians intend to do is wipe Mariupol and its people off the face of the earth. That's what the pictures look like to me. I mean, if you look at the buildings, it looks like 80% of them are destroyed. They've been bombed, hit with artillery. And then of the 600,000 people that were in Mariupol before the Russian invasion, how many are still in Mariupol?
A fraction of that, less than 100,000. It's if even near that number. It's like you said, the numbers of displaced civilians in the entire country is astronomical, and especially in this region, like you said, it's really seems like a campaign to totally destroy the city, to demolish it, and then who knows, maybe rebuild it as now a Russian city.
new Russian Mariupol is
exactly.
what they want to do,
exactly.
basically. I mean, we've seen this pattern throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, though, this, you know, this is the kind of stuff that happened in, you know, medieval times, all right, when you'd wipe out a city and build a new one thereafter.
Exactly. And what we're moving into that Donbass region to those two southeastern republics. Now, you know, of course, we're going to start seeing some real serious land maneuver warfare that's going to be reminiscent of the Second World War. I mean, there's been nothing like that in Europe for over a half
since
century.
Since the Second World War. Now, physically, the topography of Donbass
mm-hmm.
is, tell us, have you been to the Donbass?
I haven't been to the Donbass. I've never made it further east than Odessa, which is on
but
the Black
But you've been
sea.
To Odessa?
Yes.
On the Black Sea?
Yes. Beautiful city.
Yeah, and that's
city.
That's a port city
mm-hmm.
on the Black Sea. It's to the west of Mariupol.
Right.
Where else have you been in Ukraine?
Kiev. Then I traveled between sort of Kiev and Odessa, and that was
okay. So now it's pronounced when you
Kiev,
see it,
Kiev.
Kiev.
The
Kiev.
Ukrainian.
When I was younger, mm-hmm. I always referred to it as Kiev.
Right.
But
right.
it's now the pronunciation is Kiev.
Right.
It's a capital city.
Yes.
It's in the north central area.
That's right.
So
That's right.
Your travels there was from Odessa, which is sort of, I guess, south mm-hmm. central port city on
right.
the Black Sea. Would you go straight north to get to Kiev?
Straight north, a little northwest, really. Sort of almost kind of in line with that Dnieper River, which we talked about before as potentially being a dividing line between the now Russian east and the Ukrainian west,
where,
if it goes that far.
How far is it from Odessa to Mariupol?
It was a good 5-hour bus ride. So as far, I'm not sure exactly what that would be in miles, but
couple hundred miles?
Yeah.
A
couple hundred miles, I'd say.
Okay. And so what is the topography of the Donbass region where the battle is brewing right now to the north of Mariupol,
mm-hmm.
to the east of Kyiv,
mm-hmm.
And contiguous, a border region with Russia? What's the land like there?
So one of the important reasons for why Russia wants this region is it's a very heavily industrialized region. It always has been from Soviet times. A lot of mining in this region, and there's also a lot of agriculture, which both Russia and Ukraine are two of the world's greatest wheat exporters. So it's definitely very flat, a lot of, you know, fields, but a lot of mines as well, a lot of industrial capacity. That is certainly something that Putin and the Russian Federation has its eye on.
And you say that a lot of Russian speakers live there in the
mm-hmm.
Donbass. Is
that's
that right?
That's right. Ethnically Russian. And that's, of course, they've been split since 2014, since the Russian annexation of Crimea. So, you know, whether it would be a fair and honest election is hard to say, but, you know, potentially they could. There are a lot of pro-Russian sentiment in this region. I don't know if there would really be a move for annexation. That's something that Russia could maybe be viewing down the line, but for all intents and purposes, it would be a Russian outpost.
The population of the Ukraine
mm-hmm.
Is about 40 million.
That's right.
How big is the Ukraine as a country? Like what American state would be comparable in size?
You know, I'm not like great with land, but
Colorado,
I mean,
or someplace like that. Maybe
something like
that.
It's the biggest country in Europe, so I mean, it's massive.
Geographically,
definitely. Geographically,
yeah,
probably the
largest country. Maybe
I would say, yeah.
Maybe size of Texas, or something like that.
Yeah, closer to that.
All right, that
slightly smaller than Belarus to the north, but large.
And if you look at the map,
mm-hmm.
maybe where the battle is brewing right now
mm-hmm.
is in that Donbass region, Mariupol,
right.
which looks to be maybe about 15-20% of the landmass of
mm-hmm.
Ukraine. And
mm-hmm.
then you got the western side. The Ukrainian troops, let's talk about the troop strength.
Mm-hmm.
How big is the Ukrainian army? How big is the Russian army as deployed now into Ukraine?
So the Russian army, I believe, it's about 300,000 people
in the Ukraine
that were amassed on the border with Ukraine. So
depending
on how many, and again, this is always kind of a gray area with Russia because they're not exactly open about.
I've heard they practice disinformation.
Yeah, they're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
They're pretty good at it.
How about the Ukrainian army?
So the Ukrainian army is large as well, which is what a lot of people don't realize. They're a well-equipped, well-trained army. I mean, we've been training them, especially since 2014. They've been preparing for this type of counter.
I heard it's about a little over 200,000.
About that, right. So that would make it slightly smaller than what I would say that the amount of Russian forces that are currently in the country are operating in Ukraine.
Well, here, actually, in America, if you want, if you look at the Civil War history,
uh-huh.
For a period of time, the Confederate Army, which was much smaller than the Union Army, was
right.
able to hold its own.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not unusual in history to have a smaller army be able to fend off a larger invading army.
Right, especially when it's a war of survival.
But it's brutal. And we'll talk about the brutality and what America did to kind of under Biden to launch this problem and what they're doing, if anything, to solve it. We'll be back with Dominic Sansone, an expert on Eastern Europe and Ukraine and the Russian invasion. After this, this is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.